John Hanson here on Your Money Matters. Let's jump right in with Linda Nader. She's from Accelerated Tax Resolution. We had a great conversation on Let's Get Legal. We're continuing it today. Linda, thanks for hopping on with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, John.
And I wanted to ask, and we went over a lot of great things, and again, WGNradio.com is where you can hear the full conversation, but you guys do a lot of great work, and you do it quickly because you know who to talk to get all sorts of things done, whether it's with the IRS or prepping for the IRS, right?
Exactly. You know, the general public calls the 1-800-829-1040 number. They get a very low-level IRS agent that doesn't have a lot of authority to do anything except collect money. We have the phone numbers, names, managers of all the different departments, so we're able to get where we need to get quickly.
Should we be calling you before we get a number or a call from the IRS or a letter, or should we be calling you after we get that communication?
There's a couple things. We do have situations where people find out that they know they did something wrong on their tax return, and more likely than not, they're going to, you know, have a situation with it. People call us then. But definitely once someone receives a notice, it's imperative that they talk to someone immediately.
Absolutely. And because is that the biggest mistake people make? They think they can do something on their own?
You know, what happens is you don't know how many times we have people come in and they have 8 or 10 certified return receipt envelopes that they haven't opened, and they just put it on my desk and ask me to open it.
Because they're too afraid to, or because...
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, and see, that's the thing, is I feel like a lot of people, one, they feel like they're going to be judged because they have this weighing over their heads. Two, they're not getting any sleep and it's causing them problems. So you explained it on Saturday. Explain to me how you really kind of like take the ease off of people's minds from the get-go.
We do, because what we have found is there's a big stigma when somebody gets an IRS notice and they don't want to talk to people about it. They're afraid of what their husband or wife will think about it. But at the end of the day, what happens is we have compassion for people because we know that a lot of times it's they got themselves into a bad situation. You know, they were unemployed, or, you know, they retired and they didn't know what they needed to report when they retired. You know, it's good people that have something bad happen to them. So we take that stigma away. We are very non-judgmental. We're compassionate and understanding to them. And we know that we need to help them because they can't do it themselves.
Right. And that power of attorney is for that very specific thing that you guys do. And I know because that scares some people away when they hear that they have to sign over a power of attorney. But it's specifically to the correspondence that they got, right?
Yes. What we do is we do a power of attorney. And on there, we have to state the time period. So we choose the time period that's either under audit or under notice. And then we have to choose the type of tax that it is, whether it's a payroll tax, individual income tax, corporate tax, whatever. So it's a very limited power of attorney. But what it does is that person never has to speak to the IRS.
And you do it for them. And Linda, you've been doing this for a while, and you are an enrolled agent. What does that mean?
An enrolled agent means that I took a test, an 11-hour exam, and passed it.
Wait,
and
was that in one day or over 2 days?
2 days.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
I know. But what happens from that is I'm licensed by the United States Treasury, not a particular state, and I'm allowed to practice in any jurisdiction of the United States.
Okay. And I imagine that means that you've seen it all, which should be of comfort to people, right? I think people feel like they're in the worst situation ever. You've seen it before.
I have. I just was on the phone today with two new people, and they both said, I don't know if you've ever seen this happen before. And, you know, the one was a young man that unfortunately got into gambling way over his head. And had a lot of tax issues from it. And another was a person that went through a really bad divorce. And, you know, I could tell each of them that I've handled, you know, numerous cases where there was gambling or divorce or whatever. So, you know, it sort of puts the person at ease a little bit.
Yeah, and that's anytime I go to the doctor, I'm like, wait, you've seen worse, right? And it always makes me feel good when he or she says, oh, yeah. I'm not going to share what that was, by the way.
Yeah.
Linda, it's great to chat with you. This conversation, obviously, will be at WGNRadio.com, but we had a lot of little longer time on Saturday, and we answered a lot of great questions. So people can call 833-TAX-PRO-3. That's where you want people to go, right?
Yes, please.
All right, 833-TAX-PRO-3 or acceleratedtaxresolution.com. Thanks, Linda. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you. Take care, Jen.
For sure. Weather and traffic. Time for Mary Vandeveld.